The corporate regulator says it plans to announce the results of its investigation into the financial planning arm of Macquarie Group after a Senate inquiry recommended it re-examine the group's activities. The inquiry's report has slammed ASIC's handling of rogue financial planners at the Commonwealth Bank and called for a royal commission into both organisations. It's also urged ASIC to re-examine other groups, naming only Macquarie Private Wealth. ASIC Deputy Chairman Peter Kell says it's monitoring Macquarie's compliance. The Reserve Bank says cheaper home loans have been more to blame for rising Australian house prices than foreign investors. A federal parliamentary inquiry is investigating complaints that property price hikes in major Australian cities may be driven by an influx of foreign buyers. The Reserve Bank Assistant Governor Christopher Kent has told a hearing in Sydney that most of the recent demand has come from locals. He estimates just 5% of the recent property sales were to foreign buyers. The Australian share market has ended the day lower, reversing yesterday's gains as banks and retailers were sold down. The All Ordinaries Index lost 18 points or 0.4% and the ASX 200 Index broadly matching that loss. The financial sector is, of course, in the spotlight at the moment. The Commonwealth Bank shares were sold down in line with the rest of the major banks. Macquarie Group shares managed a slight gain. The Australian dollar is currently worth 94.38 US cents.